Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690. It is Monday, April the 8th, the second Monday of April, and that means there is a school board meeting tonight. So that means Craig Correll, superintendent of USD 445, is in studio. Craig, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing good. And as we kind of talked a little bit off the air before we got on here, you're on the home stretch.
We are on the home stretch. About a month and a half left for students this year.
Yeah, I'm sure some of those seniors are excited and also probably kind of nervous.
Yeah, it's usually kind of a little bit of both this time of year for the seniors. They've been looking forward to this date for a long time. But they're having to leave, a lot of good friends behind.
Yep, absolutely. All right, well, what's on the agenda for tonight?
Tonight we have a lot of the typical with April, resignations and hires to some of the staff turnover. Our reports this evening are behavior and attendance data, and that's something that we take a lot of pride in. We had a time about 6 or 7 years ago where we had a lull in state assessment data and they were changing state assessments. So it was hard to compare the new assessment scores to the old assessment scores. And we decided we really wanted to focus on some data that we could compare over time. And we knew, students can't learn if they're not in their seats. So we really wanted to look at the behavior issues that caused them to not be in class and just the attendance. And so we have focused on that every year since then, and we've seen just a remarkable turnaround in our behavior referrals to the office and a huge increase in attendance rates.
That's good. I know I've kind of seen it, discipline was, get out of class or go to the office, you're suspended, and now they've changed it. Now you're in school suspension a lot more often than out of school suspension. And so, I mean, like you said, you can't learn if you're not at least at school.
That's right. And it's a fine line because, we all know if there's a student that's out of control and our students are in that class, we want to make sure it's fair to our students who are getting the quality education. But if we take a student and we kick them out of school, like you said, if we give them an out-of-school suspension, we're just increasing the chances they're not going to graduate high school. And then it's going to cost more for society as a whole. So we want to make sure that we're not only graduating kids, but we're getting them the skills they need to be successful in the workplace.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know. For me, if I'd have ever been suspended, never was. But if I would have been, my mom, it'd been miserable for me.
Right.
But I know I had a lot of friends that it would have been a vacation.
And so that happens. That definitely happens. We've seen that student that's been OSS, and you go out to lunch that day, and the parents taking him out to lunch. So, sometimes there isn't always the consequence at home that you wish there'd be. But we're not in control of that. What we have is we have the charge of doing the best we can for these students from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day, and that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, and obviously to the rest of the state, you guys are doing a pretty good job with that.
We really are. We've decreased behavior referral rates across the district by over 30%. We've made an increase in attendance by around those same numbers. So we're really focusing on, I think, what matters.
All right. What else we got going on tonight?
It'll be the first read of the school handbook, all the school handbooks. So every year the board has to approve those handbooks. So they essentially have the same weight as board policy since they are approved. So tonight we'll just give those to the board. We might mention a few of the highlights of any changes. And then in May we'll come back and the board will approve those. Not looking to make a lot of changes in those handbooks this year. For next year, we've made a lot of changes in the last few years, so probably have fewer changes this year than we have had in the past.
Well, that's good. Kind of, want to get that things got to change over time, but the less you got to make means
Right. Probably
the more you're getting right.
Right.
All right. What else we got? Short meeting, long meeting. What does it look like tonight?
Well, I always jinx myself.
Yeah,
when I
well,
say I
that's
don't think
good
it's going to be a long
good call.
Meeting, but yeah. I don't think it'll be an overly long meeting. We do have some of the typical pieces coming up in the spring where we're looking at making some purchases. We typically wait until about this time of year. Our budget closes out June 30th, so we want to make sure we have the funds that we need for certain things. I know we are looking to purchase some big touchscreen monitors for the walls at the Early Learning Center. We have smart boards in all of our classrooms, and when we created the Early Learning Center about 9 or 10 years ago, the teachers didn't want that because it worked by using a projector. And so by the time you angled it low enough for these students to be able to access the panel on the wall, you were going to have shadows because of the projector. So it just wasn't going to work right. Technology's caught up with our needs, and now they're just touch screens, and they run basically like a TV, but you can go up and touch it. So you'll have the students that will be able to go up and touch the touch screen and do some math manipulatives and some things like that.
Well, that sounds like a pretty cool deal for them.
Yeah, it really is. Other than that, just looking at getting a flooring bid from Four State Maintenance and Supply just to do some work over the summer. And you know, we obviously like to shop as local as we can whenever we can. Purchasing a food truck, a box truck, to transport our food back and forth from our different food service centers. Purchasing that from Roman's Motor Company. And then other than that, I think we just have some purchases for some cameras. As probably everyone knows, you know, we have cameras in the hallways and just a lot of places in today's day and age. You kind of wonder how we all did this before we had cameras. But we started several years ago with putting cameras at, first it was the ELC actually in the classrooms, and then at the elementary school, and now we'll be moving on to the middle school and the high school this summer.
Oh, wow, yeah. So you making some, you know, changes there, security, upgrading that? And
yes, yep. Yeah. It's all for security measures. You know, no one's sitting around watching what's being taught in the classroom every day by a camera, but they're great to have in case of those security issues.
Yeah, maybe some behavioral things as well.
You know, if you know you're being watched, it probably helps that too.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, like I said, on the home stretch, and then you guys kind of, I mean, end of the year, school year at least, you guys, I know a lot of teachers are deciding if they're trying to retire or if they're coming to come back, and probably new teachers coming in and all that as well.
We do have. We've had a few teachers that have taken other jobs and a few coming in. We've actually have zero teacher retirements this year. So I'm really proud of our retention efforts that we have with our teachers. You know you're doing something right when you're curbing that retention. And we really have done that this year. So I think maybe the first year in my 11 years that we didn't have a teacher resignation.
All right. Well, that's retirement. I mean. Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Well, what else? We got a couple minutes left here. What else is going on outside, you know, school-wise?
A couple important dates coming up. May 18th is high school graduation. And the last several years, we've been doing that on a Saturday at 10 a.m. And that changed from years past by just listening to our students and the students talking to their families and what they'd like to see. And that gives family time to come in. And, you know, if they're coming in from out of town, they can be there for the weekend. And then last day of school for all students is May 23rd, and that's a half day, and they usually get out about 12:30 on that date.
All right. I'm sure the students are excited about that. You got a month and a couple weeks.
Right. I'm sure they're counting down.
Yeah, I think the Roosevelt Middle School and Phil Kinley students are coming in at about 8:30 today, so I'm sure
you'll probably hear about
that'll
it from
be
them.
About how excited they are, especially if there's a couple of seniors coming in with the high school. So, all right, well, any other now? How's have you done any more stuff with the governor up there? Because I know you got.
I've been appointed by the governor for the governor's council, and we've been meeting. I'm also on a planning committee for the governor's council, so I've been involved with a few meetings. There we have just coming up in about 2 weeks, I believe, is our next governor's council meeting. I'll actually be with the governor this Thursday at the children's cabinet, and she will be putting her vision out for early learning in the state of Kansas. And obviously Coffeyville has been a model for that, and her vision statement, I believe, will reflect a lot of the great work that was created and done right here in Coffeyville as a part of her vision for early learning for the entire state.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're a bit of distance away from the Capitol as far as Coffeyville goes, but you know, it's good to see that they are, you know, looking everywhere, especially all the way down here, and school redesign. Now, is there any wrap up with that as the school year comes to a close?
We are looking to make some tweaks in redesign next year. Obviously, this was our first year, so you know, I'm very proud of our staff that we can take some chances, because when you take chances, you know, sometimes, most of the time it'll work. Sometimes you'll need to go back to the drawing board, and we've seen a lot of great things come out of this year. There's a couple of areas that we think we can tweak that. We're going to probably call that redesign 2.0, and we'll come back and learn from some of the things we did. We are looking at changing the schedule probably a little bit for the elementary. You know, this year they got out at 1:30 every Monday. And although there were some benefits to that, you know, that posed some inconveniences to some of our parents, and we definitely don't want that. And the problem is, I think what we were doing at school, some of the students really enjoyed it so much that we had more students than we planned on staying after from 1:30. So we were charged with their care, and that's just a lot. When you have 700 students staying after school, that takes a lot of people and a lot of support just to monitor that for safety.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right, well, thanks for coming in. Meeting tonight, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, 6:15, Ellis.
All right. All right. Well, Dr. Carell, have a good rest of your week, and hopefully it's a short meeting.
All right. Thank you.
You're listening to The Mighty 690.